Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, good afternoon. And I'm so happy that you've decided to tune in and logged on blogtalkradio.com/KathyWatson to hear Live with Kathy. On Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners in every country around the world. How exciting is that? Imagine, by click of a button, log on blogtalkradio.com. Thousands of shows, millions of listeners. And your voice could be heard all over the world, not only locally, but all over the world. I love doing live talk radio. Do you want to know why? Because I am learning so much about life and what makes all of you happy. And what really makes me get excited about the best of the rest of my life. Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The guest calling number is 347-637-3789. And this entire show today, well, actually, the topic is, do diets work? But I have to tell you something. I came across something this morning. You see, this is what radio does for me. It tweaks my imagination, my curiosity, and I'm constantly learning and learning and learning. And the more that I learn, the more that I want to share with all of you. And today is going to be about diets, the foods that you're eating, and how hidden chemicals in the environment cause a change in our weight. It's called obesogens. It's a new kind of chemical, and it works in three ways, directly affecting our fat cells, our medication, and the food that we choose. I mean, I'm telling you, this is so mind-boggling that I have to forewarn all of you. I really don't know too much about it. I'm going to quote the research scientist. I mean, this is mind-boggling that designer handbags have something to do with this. But before I get into that topic, diets don't work. They never will. Because the minute you say diet, the word comes up, the picture in your mind comes up, denial. I'm not going to be in denial. You know, it's a complex subject. Do hormones, heredity, but I go back to it's all your choices. It's all your choices. Now, two things happened this morning. I was at the gym, and there is Miss Titi, who is grossly overweight. And I'm staying out of it. I wanted her in the Big Loser. We have it locally. And she came up with all kinds of reasons why she couldn't do it. Then I saw her on a bike where you pedal, push forward, but you do it with your arms too. It's coordinated. And I've watched her progress for over a year. She hasn't lost an ounce. She doesn't use her arms. She just sits there. And she got off, and, I said, are you done? I was busy on my elliptical. Oh, no, I'm going on the treadmill. I said, good for you. Now, I'm busy pedaling, and all of a sudden, I just happened to look over to the left. And there she is, leaning over on the bar, talking to the guy next to her. So going to the treadmill was to talk, to have conversation. So on my way out, I said, well, you didn't impress me today. I saw you on the treadmill, and you were literally on the treadmill. Well, Kathy, I did my minute and a half. I looked at her, and I said, it wasn't even worth it. It took you that long to go from the bike that you were on to get to the minute and a half. What are you wasting your time for? Then I got the, you know, the thump on the forehead. Let her alone. She ain't going to do nothing. She's lazy. She is in true total denial, and she's lazy. And until she is ready to do anything, why would you even bother? And I know that. I guess it just annoys the hell out of me that, what is this play acting? You either want to handle your weight or you don't. And if you're lazy, you're lazy. And then today, I want you to know I do take a product. Get your pen and pad out. First of all, pick up the mirror and tell yourself how amazing you are and how brilliantly talented you are and that you have been mandated to share your gift with the world. And I want you to go online and Google or go to the website PXP. That's all you have to do. PXP. It is what I'm telling you. It is worth every penny. Every penny, because it's an investment in me. And it's a powder. You just drink it in water in the morning. And you see, I use filtered water. I can't drink the tap water. And we test everything, kinesiology, to see if our bodies want it. This PXP, I will not be without. There's quite a story about it. And, let's see, finding your way to fitness. There we go. Tomorrow, let me write this down, PXP. I'm on at 8 a.m., so be sure and get your tush out of bed, and I'll tell you about this incredible product. It is just incredible. Now, Rudy came, and he delivered it to me. And I didn't have time to chat because I had to get upstairs to get ready for my show. And, he said, I've been crazy busy, crazy busy. He said, you know, Kathy, I know you don't like the word crazy, but, oh, I've been so crazy, busy, 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 busy. Oh, really, Rudy? What are you doing now? What are you doing? Oh, I have a weight loss product that is going to revolutionize the diet industry. Well, my eyeballs rolled to the heavens because Rudy's always doing, but he did introduce me to PXP. And I looked at him. I went, huh, a weight loss product. Interesting. Tell me, Rudy, there are 6 billion weight loss products on the market today, in the marketplace today. Tell me why yours is different. And he just kind of looked at me. He said, because I'm promoting it. I just started to walk away, and I said, good luck. What product? Now, it may be a weight loss supplement. It may be something that you take to help with the healthy choices that you're making with your eating, your clean eating habits, your choices, and this may just accelerate it. Now you've got my interest. There isn't, okay, Nutrisystem, weight loss, all of them. The minute you say diet, the minute you say weight loss, you go automatically, the body, the mind, the brain goes into denial. And you've sabotaged your interests. I mean, I really had a couple of epiphanies today. And it makes sense. It literally makes sense. Stop and think about it. We don't want to deny ourselves anything. We don't. The Silver Fox and I have never had a weight problem. The only time I had a weight problem, I don't know, years ago, I decided to take all the fat out of my system, out of my diet. I went down to 90 pounds. I was totally anorexic. You could see the bones in my body. My mother, who has since passed away, thought I was dying. And I explained to her, I said, no, Ma, I just haven't been eating liver and I haven't been eating butter. And you see, we were raised on a Mediterranean diet. But the Silver Fox and I deny ourselves nothing. If I want Popeye's crispy chicken wings, we have it. If I want a fast food, whatever, we have it. But we don't eat the whole cow. We don't eat the whole chicken. Well, chicken is good for you when it's broiled or roasted. The Jewel has the best roasted chicken, lightly seasoned. Don't you get it? The reason why diets don't work is because you've already sabotaged yourself. You said, I'm really going to go on this diet, but you know damn well you're not going to. Whatever happened to pure choices? You see, my mother and father coming from Europe in the 1900s, let me tell you something, they were brilliant. They were absolutely brilliant, Pa's work ethics. And my mother was a natural nutritionist, but they had a farm. On the south side of Chicago, they had a farm. Pa built the house that we lived in. And Pa also made his own little schnapps. We always knew when the grapes were coming, the shades in the basement were always pulled down. I didn't like their wine. Well, we weren't allowed to have it, but I thought I would taste it. Pa liked his beer. I would get his Meisterbrau, go up to the local tavern and get his quarts of beer. My mother barely drank, hardly ever, never. And one day we gave her a Manhattan, and she gulped it down in one swell scoop. I said, yo, 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 Mama Sita, you're supposed to sip that. But we had all healthy food. There wasn't any pesticides. There weren't any toxins, nothing. And I used to sit in the tomato patch and eat the tomatoes right off the vine and sit with the big green worms. And then I was very thin, and the doctor said that I should have goat milk. So we had Billy the goat, and I loved Billy. And then one day we had him for dinner. But for whatever reason, it just, you know, didn't make any difference to us. It was food out of it. You see, we didn't know that we weren't rich. We were rich, and so rich meaning material things. My mother sewed all of our clothes. My father repaired all of the shoes. And we had the cherry tree. We had the forbidden red hill. Backward, turn backward, oh time in your flight. Make me a child again just for tonight. So the Silver Fox and I, well, he was so thin, and they used to make fun of him on the beach that he went into weightlifting. And he's a weightlifter now, and we've been runners. We are runners, but modified. Run, walk, jog. And I was a marathon swimmer, water ballet, runner, cyclist, you name it. And we never even thought about the food that we ate because it was always fresh vegetables, fresh meat. I mean, I eat liver. Oh, my mother made the best liver in the whole world, the bacon and onion. I remember when I was in haute couture high fashion and I would be on the runway at one of the leading hotels downtown Chicago, on the runway with Balenciaga, Givenchy and Christian Dior. All I could think of was, I'd call Ma, I'm on my way home, Ma, because we lived in the suburbs, and I passed her house. I said, I'll be there in about an hour, and she would have steak and eggs and potato waiting for me. And I eat that today. We deny ourselves nothing. We have our goddess and Adonis drink, 5:30 to 6:30 every night. We deny ourselves nothing. We eat almonds, Brazil nuts, whole bunch of nuts and fresh fruits, veggies. We deny ourselves nothing. So you could see why I would have just a little uncomfortable feeling when I have to talk about weight and diets to all of you. But I told you that doing the talk radio show, man, am I going to tell you about obesogens? Well, first of all, you have to get rid of all of that sugar. Didn't I tell you? I went to the stores. I thought, well, I would get cranberry sauce or gel. And here they said, by the way, if you really want to have lovely skin, eat apples. But be sure that you clean all of your fruit with a fruit cleaner. You'll see how dirty the junk that comes off of them. But today, I was just leafing through. I kind of looked at something that caught my eye. Now, I don't know too much about this, and I'm telling you right now, I don't. But I want you to get your pen and pad out. And, some scientists suspect that obesity is on the rise, not just because we eat too much and exercise too little, but because of the never-ending diet of environmental chemicals everywhere. Now, write this down, and you're going to have to help me here. If you find out about it, I want you to be sure and email me. O-B-E-S-O-G-E-N. I want you to write that down. This goes back to by 2007, Dr. Blumberg. Oh, by the way, you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners in any country in the world and locally, too. The guest call-in is 347-637-3789. My email is kathistudio@sbcglobal.net. @sbcglobal.net. You could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And you could also call in at 847-882-8717. Oops, that's my landline, but you could call me. And then I'll reverse it. We'll hang up and I'll call you back. My web, Kathy Watson Speaks, SPEAKS.com. Click on all of the Z buttons, and be sure that you click on the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Now, this is, I'm telling you, I'm going to freak you out just as I was. And this is from Prevention. And they also have 16 detox smoothies. But let me tell you this. Of all the modern trends that have been linked to America's ever-expanding waistline portion size, more than the fast food things, chains and couch potato lifestyles, and some lesser known possibilities like air conditioning, viral exposure, lack of sleep. One of the weirdest is designer bags. If your brand name clutch is making you fat, it would be because it contains at least some high-end handbag, at least some high-end handbags do. A new kind of chemical to worry about. Compounds known as obesogens. Look it up. OBESOGENS. And be sure and email me if you have any information on it. Obesogens are believed to work in at least three ways. First, by directly affecting fat cells, by either increasing their fat storage capacity or increasing their number. Second, by changing metabolism, by both reducing the number of calories burned at rest and promoting the storage of calories as fat. And third, by changing the way the body regulates feelings of hunger and fullness. The chemical is in that handbag. And don't think you're avoiding them because you never paid a week's salary for a purse. Obesogens are ever-present. If you've ever eaten seafood, plugged in an air freshener, handled a cash register receipt, eaten canned vegetables, sat on a couch treated with flame retardant, or cooked in a nonstick pan, you've already been excused. Most alarming is new animal research that suggests that chemicals to which your parents, grandparents, or great-grandparents were exposed, including the long-banned pesticide DDT, can cause you to gain weight even if you've never been exposed yourself. It's impossible to know the precise contribution of obesogens to the obesity epidemic, but I would bet that it's significant. Now this is through a PhD, Bruce Blumberg, professor of development and cell biology at the University of California, Irvine. Even on a normal diet, he says, mice in his lab that are exposed to obesogens in utero grow up to be 15% heavier than the unexposed mice. 15%, he says? That's the difference between what we weighed a generation ago and what we are now. Well, how are we going to get rid of it? Do I need to remind you? Remember we talked about hand washing? Hand washing? Hand washing? Hormonal havoc? Most obesogens are classified as endocrine disruptors. And obesogens in your home? They're in the cash register receipts. Handbags. Polyvinyl chloride. Polyvinyl chloride. Hand sanitizers. See if it has TRICLO. S-A-N. I'm forever using hand sanitizers. TRICLOSAN. Hand. Write that down. You have to read the labels. Now more than ever, you need to read the labels. Nonstick pans. I can't even pronounce it. It is PERFLUOROOCTANOIC acid. Plastic bottles with number 3 or 7 in the recycling symbol. Shower curtains. Skin cream that have phthalates. Soy milk. Tap water. My body doesn't want it. Atrazine. Yoga mats. Polyvinyl chloride. It's everywhere. Now, they want pregnant women, young children, the young people to stay away from it, but my darlings, you have to, too. But please, look it up. Look it up on the computer, because I will after the show. And they're saying that lab animals are getting fatter. Are wild animals living near humans next in line? What is this with obesity? Why? Why? I want you to, now this is a health advertisement because I'm going to check it out. A fresh new look for soft, smooth skin. All right, get your pen and pad out and write down utterly smooth creams and lotions, deeply moisturized, making skin feel utterly like the udder, developed by a pharmacist in America's Southland. You could go to UDDERLYSMOOTH.com. Let's take a look at it. And if you find out something that is really working, then come on. We're all in this together. There is no separation. And I'm telling you, diets don't work. And then I'm going to tell you what to watch for at the supermarkets. But you know, it's all your choices. Come on, darlings, you know it's your choice. Now, it's my choice to introduce you to my partners, to my sponsors. You know that Live with Kathy is sponsor-driven, but I call them partners. We've been together for so many years, and we keep learning and learning. And if you have anything that is related to all of my diverse topics on Live with Kathy, be sure and call in at 347-637-3789, because the whole world will hear you. You see, it's archived. Radio is a marketing tool. And then you email your database and say, yo, I was on Live with Kathy. And you could hear me. Don't you want to be part of the consortium? Come on. All of you business owners, all of you entrepreneurs, all of you retired people, your solo performers, solo entrepreneurs, do you have a product? Do you have an idea? Do you have a book? Do you have a booklet? Do you have, an invention that you want to share with the world? It's a 10-week commitment. Your infomercial is heard 4 times a week. That's 40 times. So affordable. But now remember, I am working with you. I am there to develop your persona. You know, you've heard me say time and time again that Shakespeare said the world is a stage and we're all actors and actresses. And we all, he says masks. I like to say hats. And then you're invited to co-host shows with me. And then we listen to you on the air and we tweak. You know, you'll find out all about that. All you have to do is call me at 847-882-8717. Hey, we're living longer. We are so living longer, and as the population ages, the need for your product service grows and grows and grows and grows. By the year, by the year 250, 834,000 will exceed centenarians. Don't you want to be one of them? This show is brought to you live with Kathy. It's brought to you in part by Iron Workers, District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. Oh, so much is happening in Iron Workers. Don't you know that it is career-oriented? Earn while you learn. I'm looking at the Iron Workers magazine in January 2014. The best of the best, iron working instructor training. Just unbelievable. Look, if you want to go to college, that is fine. That is fine. But be sure that you're dedicated and that you're going to follow through, that you're not wasting your money and your parents' money or your inheritance. And you see, after 4 years, you have to pay back. Now, if you qualify by logging on to ironworkers.org, find out about their program. It's 4 years apprenticeship, but you're earning and you're learning. You're making money, your pension plan, and your health care is building and building and building. Now, they are so dedicated to providing skilled workers. And this is what General President Walter Weiss addresses the instructors. They had the 29th Annual Iron Worker Instructor Training Program. They're constantly moving forward in higher education. Oh, you didn't know that? You didn't know that they were college affiliated? My dear, my mission and purpose is to acknowledge iron workers. And I want you to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction, to illuminate the character, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. They supply qualified iron workers. And it all begins in the classroom with skilled instructors. In July of 2013, the National Training Fund held its 29th Annual Iron Worker Instructor Training Program at Washtenaw Community College in Eastern Michigan University. More than 600 instructors, coordinators, business managers, employers, contractors, special presenters, vendors, and guests from around the United States and Canada converged on Ann Arbor, Michigan to upgrade their skills and classroom abilities. From the beginning of the program, there was a sense of freshness in the air. As our country climbs out of the worst recession in 80 years, we welcomed 86 first-time iron worker instructors to the program. This was the most first-time attendees in 15 years. It's growing, it's growing, it's growing, it's growing. So they're the instructors that are going to train you as the apprentices. The dedication of our apprentice instructors and their willingness to come to this program is paramount to controlling the iron. They're constantly moving forward. Iron Workers Apprenticeship Training is the best investment my company makes. They're trained. They're just not thrown out there. They are trained. It's a dedication. And isn't it exciting to know that you have built that beautiful bridge? You've built that road, your work buried, never to be seen by the naked eye. But it's there. And the brotherhood, second to none. Log on ironworkers.com. And if you want to find out more about ironworking and the proud men and women who work in the trade, youtube.com/unionironworkers. youtube.com/ironworkersimpact. And then you could go on to blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on August 9th and be part of the International Ironworkers Festival. And then there's a CD out, Ironworkers with a Noble Profession. We open with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. And then we segue into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the fluid, graceful movements of the swan. Years and years of arduous training. And it's available by getting in touch with Kathy Watson at 847-882-8717. And to log on Ironworkers, ironworkers.org. I sent you to my website, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com, and I wanted you to click on video and to see what Roger and I are doing, and then click on books. The Elixir Review of Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Move over, Ponce de Leon. Dr. Oz, Dr. Rosen. All of you, which I applaud. I love your dedication to helping us all look and feel younger and better longer than we ever thought possible. But it's already in my book. 60 years of development and research. And then scroll down. Choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs, introduced by Kathy Watson. It's only 108 pages long. There are 14 of us. And we share our heart and soul with you. What we went through to get to where we are today. We wanted to stand on that mountain, not the molehill, and to just praise God in all his glory that we are here today. We've made it because we had the guts, we had the belief, we had the perception, we had the ideal, we had the dream, and we stayed with it, even when we had setbacks that were not timid, volatile setbacks. You see, the minute you say to me, oh, Kathy, you can do it, consider it done. Consider it done. And this is what Rika Cuff did. She is the 50-plus coordinator of the consortium at the Hoffman Estates Park District. They are the 2009 National Gold Medal Winner Awards. And she is the 50-plus. If you're bored and lonely, it's your choice, it's your choice, it's your choice, it's your choice. Pick up the mirror, look at your life. What you see is what you get. It's your choice, it's your choice. If it's not your choice, if it's not you making the choices, who's making the choices? What's making you make a choice? It's still a choice. When you read her story, Divine Intervention, on a trip into Chicago in 2005, changed her life. Choices is available, Amazon.com, Author House, and Barnes & Noble. Now, April 15th is right around the corner, isn't it? Money, 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 money. Our CPA is just a neat guy. ahtax@ameritech.net, Greg McIntyre. Give him a call. Email him. I just got through talking about obesogens. When you look in the mirror, do you like what you see? Come on now, be honest with me. Do you like what you see? If you don't, you could change it. You know, looks do matter. Oh, come on, don't tell me they don't. You're talking to Kathy. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. In the Elixir, Secret 7, page 42, I share with you my secret for de-stressing our faces. It's Procaine. It's a 2-ounce jar of Procaine. When you buy it, it's 2 ounces, $50 plus shipping and handling, all pure, all sales are final. It is so effective, you use it 3 times a week. And then you get the ebook free. See how easy it is to really look and feel good? And then if you want to change to a positive mindset and extend your lifeline, write that down. Change to a positive mindset and extend your lifeline. It's a book by Edith Nam. Log on, enamm.com, and get her book, amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. There are only two categories of thinking mindset, TNT, toxic negative thinking, or PEP, positive energy power. A remarkable lady. You're quitting your job? You want to be your own boss? No, you don't have to quit your job. This is the beauty of being your own boss. Look, I have a home-based business. It's talk radio. I have a home-based business. It's offering the Exciting Woman program to the women that truly want to find out who they really are. I had my own home-based business when I was 25 years old. Hats by Kathy. No, you don't need a college education. You're smart enough. And you could fulfill your dreams. You're going to find out so much about you. And you could pay your bills. Now, you see, this is like a trifecta. A gazillion opportunities to challenge yourself while making money. It's you, and you're going to make it a family affair. Teach the kids. Come on. They need to know about money. They could go to their ballet classes, their soccer, their football, their swimming, all of these other things that they do, but for goodness sake, set them out. You know, they're our future. Put them out in the world with a solid understanding of what finances are all about. Log on Letitia, Letecia dot myshackley.com. This is a time for action, calling all women of the world, not only in America, but globally, to make this a better world. This is our year to reign supreme, to let our voices heard in solidarity. Together, we can make a difference in diverse and remarkable ways. You don't have to quit your job, but listen, this is a business. You will have a business plan. If you're working in our home-based business consortium, you will have a business plan. We will work with you alongside of you, not ahead of you, not behind you. But this is the year to unleash the authentic you. Why not consider more, less risking, and more of a soul-searching approach? Change is constant. You have to shift your strategies to accommodate change. Otherwise, you're just going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Oh, the opportunities are infinite. You're learning, you're teaching others, and you're making money. And then you may want to teach them how to make money. Do you have the desire to achieve? Do you have that fire in the belly desire? So many are becoming wealthy from nothing. And it could be you. Look at Bill Gates in a garage, at the kitchen table. I started my home-based business at a kitchen table. It's pandemic. More men and more of the population than ever are embracing the power of creating their own home-based business. The hours are yours. You're the CEO. But you do need a business plan, and I want you to consider involving your kids. Log on Letitia, Letecia dot myshackley.com. And you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And by the way, when you get the book choices, you're going to read Lee's chapter. She quit corporate America in 1978 when she was making $30,000 a year. Her husband said she could never cut it and that she just better turn around and go back and apologize and get her job back, because women can't cut it in the business world. And if you're hearing dead air, that's what she said happened. She looked at him and said, "You're telling me that I can't make it? Well, you just lost, honey. You just lost." And then I did ask her. I said, "In the beginning, Lee, how many times did you want to quit? 10 times a day." But it takes guts. That journey of 1,000 miles begins with that one baby step. The 50 flights that I'm going to climb in March 9th, Presidential Towers, begins with that one baby step. Today, diets don't work. Then I'm going to go into this unbelievable where we shop, what's happening. I'm going to talk about music. Diets don't work. You're in denial. 3 weeks into 2014, how many resolutions went by the wayside? Was one of them your weight? Oh, but I resolved to go on a diet and stick to it today. You may as well say, I resolved to go into denial, and I'm going to stick to it. I'm not going to deny myself anything. Did you know that currently more than 1 in 3 American adults are obese? And millions of people are currently carrying more weight than they would like, and remember, our pudgy, cute little children. So enter the cash cows. Diets don't work, but your determination to shed a few pounds might work. You don't have to diet. It's all the selection of your food and your carbohydrates, protein, and reading the labels. Oh, diet companies like Rudy. Oh, he's got that new diet. Really. What makes it different? What's in it for me? How long will it take? What does it cost? Where's the proof? Oh, I really acknowledge anyone that wants their own home-based business. I think it's great. I have mine here, several of them. And then weight loss supplement manufacturers. And authors of diet books and doctors who really need to shed a few pounds. And obesity medicines. Hey, be happy with the body that you're in. If you're not happy with the body that you're in, then switch. Change your thinking. Now, this came across, I'm just absolutely amazed. Secrets from the supermarket. Now, smell and music. How many times have you walked into a supermarket and you could smell the bread baking, or the rotisserie chicken? Boy, they get your salivary glands working. When you're salivating, you're a much less disciplined shopper. And this is from Underhill, author of What Women Want, The Science of Female Shopping. I'm usually not hungry, but you have to be. Now listen, I want you to know that the music and the smells that they have. There was a big brouhaha in Chicago years ago about one of the big shopping centers. They were playing subliminal music with messages like, spend more, you deserve it. I listen to subliminal tapes every morning. while I'm on my, while I'm doing my exercise. But I already know what the message is. You can do it. And if I decide that if I want something about any number of topics, my memory, so on and so forth, I do have. But it's not talking to me. It's subliminal. So to save money, wear headphones and listen to upbeat music as you shop. Many stores play music with a rhythm that's much slower than the average heartbeat, which makes you spend more time in the store and buy 29% more. Now, this is all from experts. Now, this is interesting. It's no accident that shopping carts are getting bigger. We doubled their size as a test. Customers bought 19% more. That came from Martin Lindstrom, marketing consultant and author of Brandwashed, Tricks Companies Use to Manipulate Our Minds and Persuade Us to Buy. The smell and the music. Okay, so they say the more people buy, the more they consume. If you used to buy a six-pack of soda and drink six cans a week by now, but now buy a 12-pack because that's the current standard size, you're probably going to start drinking 12 cans a week. No, we don't even drink it. Be mindful when buying larger sizes to make sure your habits don't change as a result. On occasion, I will have a Diet Coke that's watered down with water. That's watered down. The average consumer tends to remember the price of only four items, milk, bread, bananas, and eggs. I don't remember the prices of anything because I know they keep fluctuating. 95% of shoppers have no idea what all the other items cost and don't know if they're getting a good deal when they buy them. The produce department is at the front of the store because its bright colors put you in a good mood and inspire you to buy more. That's why I recommend that you start shopping in the middle of the store with its bland boxes and cans. Whole Foods is notorious. You walk in and they have a gal there making fresh guacamole. And I keep buying the small size, but we don't eat that much, and I wind up throwing part of it away. Over 60% of shoppers offload products as they check out. So supermarkets started making checkout lanes narrower, which with less shelf space, which means it's harder to ditch goods at the last minute. The psychology behind this. When we let you linger, and it's good for business. Customers could tell me as they went through the checkout, I just stopped in to get eggs. And they have just bought $250 worth of stuff. The smell, the sight, and the sound. We want you to know that supermarkets aren't out to steal from you. The average supermarket makes about 1.5% net profit a year. To give you some idea of how low that is, the profit margin for clothing stores can be several times that. This is what Kroger did. I don't know if they're still in business. Kroger uses heat sensors to track where people are in the store to determine when there's likely to be a rush of shoppers to the checkout counters so that they can get cashiers to the front in advance. Huh. Please have your money or credit card ready at checkout. Some stores time each transaction. If you take too long, we get in trouble. I don't quite know how that computes out. Number 12, in my experience, food safety is the biggest priority, especially when it comes to produce. Employees were required to sterilize cutting boards every 4 hours. They had to fill out a cleaning log each time the boards were washed. Some employees would try to get out of doing the dirty work, so it was my job to pop into the department throughout the day and check the log. One thing that shocked me is that prepared food in the deli, like chicken or potatoes, is thrown away at the end of the day. Stores can't save it. They won't even give it to their employees, and they won't even give it to food shelters. They can't be sued. Greed. Now, grocery stores can compete with Walmart on price. So what are they doing? Okay. That was number 14. They're bringing in people who are passionate about food. They're hiring butchers who are skilled at cutting up meat, produce managers who are experts on fruits and veggies, and a few dietitians who would give seminars on healthy eating habits. And most grocery stores have a budget for supporting local causes and are interested in being a part of the community. So if your school is having a fundraiser, don't forget to talk to your nearby store. And sometimes you just can't win, especially if you're a bagger. If you put a loaf of bread in a bag by itself, some people get mad because they want it in with their other groceries. But other customers get mad if you don't put the bread in a separate bag. Why don't you ask them? Why don't you just ask? It's that simple. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. You have about 2 minutes to call in at 347-637-3789. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Call me at 847-882-8717. Write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. People believe milk is located in the back of the store, so they have to walk through the aisles to get to it. But the real reason is simple logistics. Milk needs to be refrigerated right away. The trucks unload in the back. So the fridges are there so that we can fill the cases as quickly as possible. It doesn't bother me to walk up and down the aisles. If I want something, I buy it. They don't lure me. You know, you got to... This is a lesson in self-control. About 80% of what shoppers buy, they buy every week. Keep your receipt, which shows the item and price you last paid, so that you can tell when something is on sale. That's when you should stock up. Appearances can be deceiving. I'm going to finish this tomorrow. Now, tomorrow is Wednesday, so I'll be on the air at 8 a.m. If you need a cake, don't buy it the day you need it. We'll have to give you one from the display case, and those cakes have often been sitting out for a while. If you order in advance, we'll make the cake for you that day or night, and it will be a lot fresher. Believe it or not, by years of research have found that the average apple you see in the supermarket is 14 months old or older. Some of the same cheeses displayed behind the deli counter are available in the dairy case. The packaging isn't as fancy, but they're much cheaper. The mist that's sprayed on your fruits, I have to end. Tomorrow at 8 a.m., I will continue this. Finding your way to fitness through choices. Until then, remember to be in your best elements. Kathy Watson, au revoir.